Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your great and mighty love with which you have loved us. We give you praise. We give you praise. And Lord, we pray as we get into your word that indeed our eyes of understanding is enlightened and that your word is mixed with faith in our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let me just start quickly with this, that the best thing to do, the best time to decide on what to do about God's word is immediately. All right? Don't leave your decision about what you're going to do with God's word till later. All right? As the word comes to you, act on it immediately. All right? Decide what you're going to do with that word. All right, going forward, this is what I will change. That's what I will correct. It's immediately. Jesus told us of a parable of a man, the parable of the sower, he had the word, but he didn't act on it. All right, Bible says immediately. Can you see? So as we are hearing the word, all right, there's a third party that doesn't want that word to stay. And immediately, you know, something just happens. Maybe another, somebody will just fix a meeting. Something we just see. I've noticed that many times. Have you not noticed that today I don't want to have any quarrel with Deborah? I'm talking about Deborah. Lord, and before you know it, all right, it's deliberate. It's all right. You want to be deliberate with God's word. All right, it's immediately that you act on it. What you're going to do with God's word. Immediately, praise God. So if we hear these teachings, you know, knowledge of God's word upon knowledge of God's word, it is to act on them immediately. All right, don't push it to maybe next week. No, say from now, this is what I'll do. You block your calendar immediately, you act on it right. Don't second guess God's word. Act on it immediately. Praise God. So we've been talking about the believer's worship. Okay, we've talked about the believer's worship, different from the worship that Jesus did on our behalf, different from the sacrifice of Jesus, all right? And one of the things we've said is that Jesus, the worship of Jesus, all right, created the platform for us to now worship God. Praise God. So I see us, you know, hesitating to use the word of worship. Let's use it. Praise God. Because there's no other word to use. All right, so because we're going to get in, so just let that come from a point of knowledge. All right, praise God. So don't hesitate. One of the things we've said last week, all right, is that there are nuances. There are nuances of that word worship in the Greek that it was translated from. In fact, in the Hebrew itself, we have more nuances than that. Of course, they are related to the Greek word as well. All right, so that just one word that the English language had compressed together as worship, as God's other shades. All right, and honestly, they are not necessarily synonyms. There are activities, there are practices of that word. All right, worship, praise God, and we said in not knowing that there are nuances to the word worship. We can bucket everything together and call it worship. And again, maybe we'll reduce it to just singing. It's way more than that. All right. And last week we saw, you know, about four different nuances. All right. We picked on one last week that we've called Zebazomai or Zebomai. All right. From that name, Sebastian. And it means to revere God, to honor God. All right, so in singing we can honor God, all right, but then that's not a honor. All right, honor is a posture of the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, then so we talked about Zebomine or Zebazomine, that means to honor and to honor towards God. We encourage ourselves, you know, last week that we should honor God. All right, we should honor God. We're going to touch more on that today, but then there is one shade, there is one meaning, all right, of that word Zebomine that I just want us to touch on today, and we're going to touch on another word also today. All right, it's also Zebumim, and it's a nuance of worship, okay? And that word is devotion. All right, we're going to get to know today that devotion actually is worship. Okay, devotion. Now, can you see how these words, they are different, but yet all of them are packed under one word, worship. So the word devotion, all right, it means so because at the core, this today, at the core of worship, at the heart of worship is devotion, a life of devotion, a life of devoting to God. I'm going to give us the definition of devotion now. What does it mean? Okay. Now, maybe before that, let's read how the Bible refers to worship as devotion. Okay. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Thank you for showing that. Acts chapter 16. We read this last week. Look at that. Now, you know, this scripture I used to get confused about this scripture, and maybe you will get some more. We all understand it better today. All right. Now, it says that Lydia worshipped God. All right. Lydia, you know, she was selling purple clothes. Who worshipped God? So when I read this before this study, I used to think, well, Lydia, she's a believer already in that she worshipped God. But then, no. All right. She just honors God. But then she has not had the gospel. Can you see the point? All right. So the need for her to hear the gospel. All right. The need for her to hear. So people can worship. People can honor God without necessarily believing the gospel or hearing the gospel. All right. But then, so this worship God means she's a devoted woman. Because that word is not proskuneo but that would be zebazomine, meaning she revered, she's a devoted person. She devoted herself to God. Look at it again, Acts chapter 17, verse 4. And once we're done with verse 4, we're going to do verse 17, okay? But let's do verse 4 first. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greek. So that word devote also, all right, is zebazomine. Can you see the point? All right. So those words are just scattered in the Greek text like that, that we need to look at it properly. So the multitude, so there are devoted Greeks. So the word devote there, those are men who devote themselves to God. All right. Praise God. 17. Look at 17. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the Gentiles worshippers. Okay? Again, if you look at this worshipper, the Gentile, that word worshipper there, or worshippers there, all right, that's zebazomine. All right? People that reverence or that regard, that gives honor to God. All right? In the marketplace daily with those who happen to be there. Praise God. But let's see some more. Let's see Acts chapter 10. We're talking about worship not just being songs, all right? Worship not just being, you know, activities. There are activities that we do, but at the heart of it, at the core of worship, is a life that is devoted to God. Acts chapter chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Now look at it again. So look at this devoted, we're going to see this man, although at this point, not a believer, okay, but he's a devout man. Look at him. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. Look at it again. A devout man. Did you see the point? All right. A devout. So a man that zebazomai God, a man that revered God. But yet, he feared God, he will still need to hear the gospel. Hence, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Peter will still need to preach the word to him. All right. So, but let's get the lesson there. A devout man, all right, one who feared, of course, all right, that is one who feared God with all his household. Now, sorry, I didn't say that well. That devout man, is Il-Zebazumain, all right? Meaning, is a practice, is a pious man. Is a pious man, all right? Praise God. So look at what he did. He prayed. He gives generously. We're going to touch on that as well. Praise God. So devout people or devoted people or devout people are not spectators. They are not consumers. They are not people who just stand and watch, no? Devotion talks about priority. We're getting to the meat of it now. Now, because we are talking about worship, we want to clarify what is this worship. Is it just rolling on the floor? I will dance for God from here, I will roll there. Now, that is part of it, or that could be part of it, okay? But we shouldn't do that outside of this ones that we're talking about. Giving God priority, giving God attention, consistency in fellowship, affection. That is worship. That is devotion. That is a nuance that the word worship carries, that all of us as believers, all right, we should know and we should be conscious about. Praise God. All right. So devotion is, let's now begin to break it down to our personal lives. All right. You know, growing up, even now, how many of us we've had, is a rhetoric, we've had it before. But how many of us we've had morning devotion? All right. That is your worship. That is my worship. That is part of our worship. All right. Don't forget what we're talking about. It is the believer's worship. Your worship to God. All right. We are saying that. Much, you know, so after church, when we've in another 1 hour or two or so, we leave church, everybody. All right. Does the worship stop there? What happens tomorrow morning or the day after that? All right. We are saying that does the worship stop after coming? All right. Because this is part of our worship as well, no doubt. All right. But what we're getting to know is that a life of worship is a life of devotion. All right, so devotion talks more about a private fellowship with God and a private fellowship that must not be stolen, that must not be excused away under any circumstance. That time that you have with God, that time that we have with the Holy Spirit, right? It must, you wake up in the morning, you want to give God priority. All right, we must guard it. We must guard it. We must protect that time because it is our worship. It is our, because men that are devout, these are the things they do. You see him here? He says, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God often. Sorry, when it's not busy season. I'm just trying to slot. No, you get the point. Now, am I talking down on business season? No. It's very valid, please. All right? But don't do that at the expense of your devotion to God. All right? Don't do that at the expense of your worship to God. Praise God. I need to run quickly today. Praise God. All right? So don't let that be stolen. All right? Your quiet moment with God, where you talk to him, where you listen, where you fellowship. That is part of your worship. That is worship. That is worship. All right? Where, you know, because at the heart of this, friends, is our worship. And I'm going to say some more things quickly. All right? So where you listen, where he talks to you. All right? Where he talks to you, you know. Yeah, praise God. Let's see Jesus. Let's see Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Then after that, we're going to read Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Look at it. Praise God. He says, but you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. All right? Jesus, they're encouraging a time, a personal time with the Father. All right? Always, often, every time. And like I've said, do not allow any pressure, work, family, define it to take, to shorten, to squeeze out that time. No, we should not allow that. Praise God. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Mark, let's see how Jesus practiced this. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Praise God. Look at Jesus now in the morning. You see? Having risen a long while before daylight, what will he do? He went out and departed to a solitary place. There he prayed. There he fellowshipped. There he devoted himself. There he had a quiet moment with God. Now, let me clarify. It's not about going out to a mountain, all right? It's about having a time, a moment with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's about, we call it quiet time, all right? You know, in the Christian community these days, that seems to have died down, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't. I will tell you, some more things about that very shortly. Praise God. See, this devotion is the strength of every other Christian practice. This devotion that I'm talking about, all right, that's the strength, that's the backbone for every other thing. If you're going to give, if you're going to love, if you're going to commit yourself to Jesus, this devotion is the strength of it. All right? So we can do some analysis. If you see a believer, I can tell you 95%. That is not consistent. Watch out. He doesn't have a devotional life. Because you can't come out of a meeting with Jesus and what you want to do is what you like. No. You can't come out of an intimate time with Jesus and what you want to do is just what you like. No. It will break you. It will mold you. Jesus will, you will know. All right? And that is what, that may answer for what is happening amidst in the Christian circle today, where believers are not, none of us here, where believers are not consistent, where they are not regular, all right, where you are begging them to come to church. Jesus must have told you. The Holy Spirit will have corrected you. You will have had something. He will have shown you something. He will have, you will know, you will have heard from him. All right? And that is your worship. That is that time. All right? So that all that you are now doing when you come to church is, oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's true. So that you are not hearing, quote, unquote, anything new for the first time. You understand? And it comes from a place of worship. So when you say a place of worship, all we want to do is singing. It's more than singing. It's a life of devotion. A life of devotion to God. All right? Now, it is where your obedience comes from. It is where your service. So if you see a man that is serving Jesus, that is, check, he has a devotion. Some people call it a personal relationship with Jesus. And you know, some relationships can die. All right? The person will be alive. The other person will be alive. But that thing that brings them together can die. All right? But then for it not to die, it takes that relationship to be fed. All right? They call it bank, love bank or relationship bank. You feed that relationship. All right? So at times you want to take that seriously, believers. All right? Because that is part of our worship. That's where God communicates to us. That is where you communicate to God as well. All right? And you know what? Nobody can do that for you. It must be personal. It must be you. It must be me. That is doing it, that is having that time with Jesus, that is having that fellowship with God, that quiet time when there's no distraction, when there are no even prayer points. Of course, you can go to quiet time with prayer points, get me right, all right? And Lord, I just, all right, and they tell you to, Lord, you know, no, not Lord, they say, you too do this. Of course, it's not transactional, you get the point, but, you know, at another time, it will tell us devotion, that is part of our worship with God. Or towards God. And I said, everything flows from devotion. Let me say this quickly. I was going to forget. If you serve Jesus, please pay attention to this. If you serve God without a life of devotion, I'm trying to be mild with it. That service will not last. If you serve Jesus and all you want to do is just pack the chairs, fix the sound, and you don't pray, you will be like, you will get tired. Thank you. He said, oh, God didn't do it for me. And you will wonder, but this person used to be a believer. But you will wonder, what happened? After 3 years, after 10 years, he's gone. Because there's no life of devotion. All right? So if you see me particular about, let's listen to the word, let's just get it. It's not because we don't, the sound is good now. The singing is good. The arrangement is good. All that we've done is good. But I tell you, nobody, no believer lives on those things. Those things, they don't sustain. Very good. We need it. Guess what? There's a reward for it. All right? But the backbone of it, the source, the stability of it, is you having that time with Jesus. And don't make it 10. Don't say, oh, if you can do 10 minutes, do you talk to your wife 10 minutes in a day? Or do you, or your friends 10 minutes in a day? If you want to build, Kofi, we catch up, right, don't we? From time to time. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is that it can be plus Jesus minus devil. it can't be that. It can't be that. You get the point, friends? All right? And we have to take, and it can't be excuse. Now, there'll be time when we can't make it. And maybe your wife, you understand, your husband, but it's the first time, second month, third month, 1 year. Oh. All right? Inasmuch is valid, he or she will try to understand, but something is dying. Something is dying. And we as believers, this is our worship. We must not allow anything under any circumstance to take this moment out of us. This is your worship. This is the believer's worship. We call it, is a life of reverence, a life of honor, a life of devotion to God. All right? Praise God. So is it clear that we are not really attacking songs? No. All right. In fact, our songs should be an outflow of our devotion, our reverence, our honor to God. That's what should drive it. Hallelujah. So, I met a friend during the week. It's one of our friends in church, and you've been around. And the friend goes, I want to have my peace. I just want to have my space. I've been at peace since I've stopped coming. Sound very intelligent and very put together, but I know this man doesn't have a devotional life. He doesn't have a devotional life. He's not been devoting himself, because if you do, the Holy Spirit will correct you. You will know that, and I've been praying for that person since then. Hallelujah. Because praise God. All right. It's the Holy Spirit. I'll put it down. Don't say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's run faster. All right. So it includes your prayer life. Praying in the spirit. All right. It includes your prayer life. That is where everything flows from. All right. Your service, your faith, your love walk. That's where it flows from. It includes prayer, praying in the spirit, all right? A lot of it. Take time to pray in the spirit, in your personal life, in the morning, at night. I do Monday evenings, all right? I just want to take a time and just stroll. I just want to leave the house. Not that they are giving me trouble at home. I just want to go and take a, and because Jesse has got walkway, pathway that are so serene. All right? I just want to go, and just pray. Zalabako shatalabadeya. You are my delight. In you, Lord, I trust. Hallelujah. Just sing. You are my desire. Nothing else matters. You are my delight. To you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. You just want to have that time. All right? You know, you just want to have that time. Praise God. See, if you don't know what you're missing, if you miss out on times like that, that is your devotion to God. That's your time to God. Let's run quickly. So it includes prayer, meditating on the word. Meditation on the word. You know, we've talked about this earlier. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Let's read that. Mark 4:24. It includes a time when you just think on God's word. You just brood on the word. All right, look at that. Please, if you can help us with Amplified puts it better. Right? You know, you just want to sit with God's word. Okay, we've been taught that I'm a son of God. What does that entail? Okay, maybe you are just listening to God's word in a worshipful way. Just, you know, just listen. You know, at times you're just reading your Bible. How can God be so good? All right, you're just having that time, that thought, that moment with God. So look at that. That's it. He says, and Jesus said to them, "Be careful what you are hearing." He says, "The measure of thought and study." So it means that we should give it thought and study. All right. He says, "The measure of thought and study you give to what you have heard, to the truth you've heard." All right. He says, "This will be the measure." So it means that when you meditate, something is given back. I like the way Bromoyo puts it, that when we think like this, all we are giving you is the dough. You just, it's a raw dough. All right. You will be the one to now bake it. And that's what you do with meditation. You'll be the one to bake it, to eat it. So you will be the one to deal with it. Hallelujah. See, it says the measure of thought and study. So you will think about it. You will meditate. You will study. Now, do you know that it takes time to know that the word worship is not just worship? Can you see? All right? And it just opens things up. All right? Because we've taught it as we don't just worship God. But there are questions. Then we went back to study to say that, hey, there are more to this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So, have we finished reading that? It says the virtue and will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. Huh? And you beside will be given to, and more will be given to you who hear. Do you see? So more knowledge, more virtue, deeper depth, more revelation in the knowledge of God. Praise God. Right? So it also includes waiting on Jesus. Waiting on the Lord. All right? You want to wait on Jesus. All right? You know, you don't want to jump on a decision that, oh, I want to, I don't want to. It just take, you know, of course, don't forget, one of the things we teach, you know, meanwhile, we run a very beautiful marriage readiness course. All right? I want to encourage you, if you're going to start a relationship, and I think we should even do that for everybody, actually. All right? So that we know these things. All right? One of the things is, now that you are together, that you are two, you don't just rush to make a decision. All right? You want to carry your partner. Come here. It's like I'm. It's like, you know, it's like, what I do? Okay, I won't come to you again today. Of course, you know. But then the point is, you want to carry the other party along. All right? Before now, you can just go and do. All right? But now, there's a Jesus. There's a God that we are devoted to. You wait on him. You trust him. Okay? Maybe that's why people are not sitting in front. They said that they would. But then it's just, okay, I don't promise. It's part of the message, okay? Praise God. All right? It just helps us to flow better, you know, because I'm not talking to trees. I'm talking to people. And I'm trying to appeal to your imagination, to your reasoning. Praise God. All right? So it includes seeking. You want to fast. Fasting is part of it. Fasting is not old school. All right, you just want to take a moment. I'm not just eating, maybe just once in a month or once in a week, or you know, just this period of time. All right, I wouldn't encourage you to fast during busy season, it could be so demanding. All right, but then maybe when things are quiet, or maybe during your holiday, don't just take your holiday and all is just it's okay to relax. You've worked and all, but take some time when there are no pressure, no emails, something you just want to clear three. I like Oliver when he does it. You know, at the end of the year, you just want to clear some 3 days just to see God. It is worship. It is worship. It is devotion. Hallelujah. It is devotion. Praise God. All right? So, and again, you want to feed on the word. You know, we're just pushing out so many things today. You want to seek the Lord's face on a matter. Okay? Lord, you know, you need to know what I've just told us about evangelism. Now, it's been on my mind. But you don't just say things. You're representing God. You don't want to misrepresent God to people. All right? You want to think about it. Is it right? You want to pray? You want to think about it. You want to just wait on Jesus. Wait on Jesus. Please help me preach to your neighbor left and right. Wait on Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to wait on him. Amen. Praise God. All right? So, you know, one of the things I've said, we said it earlier, I said, if you miss this kind of devotion, all right, you will soon break down spiritually. It's not a good thing to say. That's what I'm looking down. But it's true. It's true. All right. You start finding in that church they don't even visit me. They forgot my birthday. They did. Oh, there's that. Okay. But then whereas these are things that we sort out in the place of the devotion. You know, God, Jesus will correct you. Don't talk that way again. Don't do that anymore. Why not try this? All right. Those are the things that we do. It's worship. All right. It's part of our worship. Okay. Evangelism, we will learn to do that on our own. It's also part of our worship. All right? Hallelujah. I said something there. I've said it before that you can't come out of worship, of this devotion, all right, and what you want to do is contrary to God. No. All right? Your affection will be towards him. If you've seen yourself not consistent, if you see yourself not, you know, imbalanced and all right, and which can happen to any one of us, all right, wake back on your devotion. Take your devotion back. Take time. Don't allow any pressure. All right? Don't allow. At times, I tell myself, I must go to bed by 11 because I want to wake up. So I won't just watch movies now. You watch movies all you can. It's all right. It's not wrong. But don't do that at the expense of your worship because I want to wake up in the morning because there's no way you will sleep 3 o'clock and wake up early in the morning to pray. There's no way. There's no biological way. You'll be tired. You don't be sleeping, you don't just be praying. No. All right? And it's very important that we do that. Praise God. Do we still have more time to cover some more today quickly? All right? So, devotion is part of that zebazo mind. All right? It takes time. It's priority. All right? It's priority. It's attention. It's consistency. All right? Please take it seriously. Don't let anything. All right? Don't let anything in the name of anything. Take that time out, all right? And it's best in the morning. It doesn't mean that it must be in the morning, but it's best in the morning. It's best in the morning, all right? It's best in the morning. Then you can take some time also for an extended one, right? You can do quarterly. You can do weekly. But your devotion must be daily. Have some time where you spend with the family, with yourself as well, all right, to minister to God and to seek his face, study God's word, and, you know, just devote yourself to the Lord. It's part of our worship. It's part of the believer's worship. Praise God. Then, I'm just taking my time before, yeah? There is this other one. We looked at it earlier, last week, where we talked about the word latrio or lateria. All right? We're going to talk more on that next week. I'll just take some few minutes to introduce this to you. Praise God. All right. So it is that nuance, all right, talks more not of the proscunio, not of the zebazo mind or zebo mind, all right, where you honor, where you revere, where you devote yourself to Jesus. All right. It talks more about service. That word lateria, all right, the noun of it, talks more about the temple service. Right, in the temple of Moses, the priests, all right, that serve in the temple. So it means to minister to God. It means to minister to God. Let's just read some scriptures that calls worship lateria or latrio. Acts 24:14. Praise God. Now, after now, don't change this. After that, we're going to take it back to New King James, okay? But we're going to take this so we can save time. But this I confess to you, however, that in accordance to the way of the Lord, which they call the way, Look, the point here is that, oh, I like that. Look at it. He calls it already Amplified Helped Us Achilles. It says, I worship. He says, I serve. Did you see the point? All right. So worship there is not the devotion, but then it will come from devotion, actually. All right. Worship says, I serve. So worship is service. Not just devotion. Not just, Lord, I fear you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I'm pious. All right. But you will see that in service. In service. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Let's read that. So, because we're just taking it out, going the 9 old yards about our worship to God. About our worship to God. Look at it again. Paul talking to the church in Philippi, okay? He said, for we are the circumcision who worship God. That word worship there would be who serve God. So it means, think about how Paul served Jesus. He says, I labored more than they all. In prayers, in service, in evangelism, in study, in love, in giving, I serve Jesus. That's what he's saying there. The work of Jesus makes the believer capable, I'm moving on quickly now, to serve God. So nobody say, oh, I can't serve Jesus. No. What Jesus has done for us makes us capable to serve Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. I just want to give us some scriptures today so we can think of these words, all right? So you are thinking of your devotion, you are thinking of your service to Jesus, and that would be the believer's worship. Praise God. It says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, talking about what Jesus did, is Jesus' worship, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to do what? To serve the living God. So what Jesus did for us is for us to serve the living God. To serve the living God. All right, God told Moses, go and tell Pharaoh that he should let my people go so that they can throw parties. No, so that they can just buy more houses and get promoted. No, all right, all of those, they are good. He says, so that they can serve me. So there's a service in Jesus. There's a service that Jesus expects from us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. We read this last week. All right, Hebrews 12, 28. So there's a service of the Lord. We're going to talk more about that next week. There's a service of the Lord. There's a service from Jesus. Amen. All right? Let's read that quickly. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom based on the death of Jesus, based on the worship of Jesus, which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may what? We may serve God. So we are expected to serve God. Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75. Luke 1, 74 and 75. We're wrapping up shortly. Luke 1, look at it. So he was talking about Jesus Christ. He says that to grant us that we being delivered from the hands of our enemies, all right, that's Jesus Christ, that we might serve him without fear. Did you see the point? All right. So we are expected to serve Jesus. All right? And, you know, so we are expected to serve Jesus Christ. So the work of Jesus Christ makes every believer capable of serving God. And the works of the Holy Spirit, we're going to talk more about this next week. The work of the Holy Spirit makes the believer consistent in serving Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just push this to an end today quickly. You cannot say you are worshiping Jesus without a life of service, without giving yourself. All right? You give your time, you give your treasure, you give your talent. That is part of our worship. In service, we give. And in service to Jesus, all right, you will give yourself and you will serve others. We're going to talk about this next week. You give yourself, you serve Jesus. Hallelujah. Just one more scripture we're going to read. Luke chapter 2, verse 37. 36 and 37. Let's just read that as we close today. Now, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and she had lived with a husband 70 years from her virginity. Seven years from her virginity, praise God. 37. That means we are together, praise God. Okay? And this woman was a widow of about 84 years. Look at it. I was studying this. I'm like, who did not depart from the temple? Is that devotion? Is that devotion? Now, but what? Served God with what? With fasting and prayers. Now, how did she serve God? Prayers. So, is fasting a service to God? Is prayer a service to God? Now, how often? Once in a while? Day and night. That is an example we've seen in the scripture. We're going to talk about this next week because I just need to wrap up now. All right? The fact that we must see, it can't be casual. Our worship to Jesus is all that he expects from us. Hallelujah. All right? And that, now, what was Anna, this prophetess Anna, what was she praying about? Was praying about the coming of the Lord. All right? So even though there's a prophecy that has gone ahead, somebody will still need to pray. Is that what we are seeing there? All right? So it's not enough for Moses, Isaiah, all of them to have prophesied that a Messiah is coming. Somebody will still need to pray. All right? So prayer makes things happen. So our prayers is a service to God. Encapsulated in our prayers is the will of God. It's how we make the will of God happen. Our prayer builds a channel through which the will of God happens. So if we're going to see men come to Jesus, if we're going to see the will of God done in our time, we must pray. All right? We all must do it. And it is our worship, is our service, is our devotion to Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to continue from there next week. All right? And I hope this is blessing us, this is helping us together. Let's just sing that song one more time. You're my desire and nothing else matter. Let's sing it. Nothing else matters. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. Let's take it two more times. You're my desire. You're my desire. Nothing else matters. You're my delight. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. One more time, everybody. You're my desire. You're my desire. Nothing else matters. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. And so, our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word that has come to us again. Help us to live by you. Help us to devote ourselves. Help us to do away with the little things that easily besets us, things that tends to compete with our attention for you, in the name of Jesus. Help us to devote ourselves indeed, to give you time, our quiet time, our moment with you, as part of our worship to you, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.